USA Radio News.
It's a big, fat con job.
President Trump continues to support Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, who now faces sexual misconduct allegations from three women.
This is one of the highest quality people that I've ever met, and everybody that knows him says the same thing. And these are all false to me. These are false accusations in certain cases.
The president said he would withdraw the nomination if he thought Kavanaugh was guilty. Attorney Michael Avenatti represents a woman who said she was raped at a party that Kavanaugh attended. He was on MSNBC.
She wants an FBI investigation to be launched immediately. She is prepared to meet with the FBI, disclose everything that she knows, disclose additional witnesses.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's job may be on the line when he meets with President Trump on Thursday. Rosenstein's denied a report that he raised the issue of removing the president from office using the 25th Amendment. The president says he would rather not fire Rosenstein, who oversees the Russia Special Counsel investigation.
I'm talking to him. We've had a good talk. He said he never said it. He said he doesn't believe it. He said he has a lot of respect for me.
The search continues for a 6-year-old boy with autism who ran away from his father during an outing near Charlotte, North Carolina. Maddox Ridge was last seen wearing an orange T-shirt and black shorts. His father, Ian, spoke to reporters.
It's torture. I just want my little boy back home. I want to know he's safe. I want to give him a big hug as soon as I see him.
Police say they've searched thousands of acres, drained the lake, and conducted hundreds of interviews to find the boy. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Investors in the company that owns Smith & Wesson want the gun maker to produce a safety report. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The resolution approved at American Outdoor Brands annual meeting in Boston on Tuesday asks the board to report by next February on the company's efforts to monitor gun violence and produce safer guns, as well as to assess risks to American Outdoor's reputation and finances. Supporters of the resolution say the gun safety vote shows major investors are worried that gun violence could hurt the company that's based in Springfield, Massachusetts. American Outdoor CEO and other top execs opposed that gun safety resolution. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Special agents with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement have arrested a Peruvian national who is believed to be a suspected war criminal and a human rights violator. John Clemens reports.
48-year-old former Peruvian Army 2nd Sergeant Dennis Wilfredo Pachero Zambrano was arrested in San Angelo, Texas. He was wanted in Peru for his alleged role in the July 4, 1991, torture, rape, and murder of 15 Peruvian civilians in the small village of Santa Barbara, Peru. Special Agent in Charge Katrina Berger of Homeland Security Investigations Dallas said human rights violators will find no safe haven here in the U.S. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.